They lack the freedom to choose their life's path. They're imprisoned by circumstances of poverty and ignorance, bigotry, disease, hunger, oppression, and war. So, dare to compete, yes, but maybe even more difficult, dare to care. Dare to care about people who need our help to succeed and fulfill their own lives. There are so many out there, and sometimes all it takes is the simplest of gestures or helping hands, and many of you understand that already. I know a number of graduates in the last 20 years have worked in community organizations, have tutored, have committed themselves to religious activities. You have been there trying to serve because you have believed both that it was the right thing to do and because it gave something back to you. You have dared to care. Well, dare to care to fight for equal justice for all, for equal pay for women, against hate crimes and bigotry. Dare to care about public schools without qualified teachers or adequate resources. Dare to care about protecting our environment. Dare to care about the 10 million children in our country who lack health insurance. Dare to care about the 1.5 million children who have a parent in jail. The 7 million people who suffer from HIV/AIDS.